live. You can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Shows about your calls. If you make them, we'll talk to you about anything you want. Otherwise, we bring up things that are interesting to us. Now, Mark, I know you've got a security-related story out of Japan, but first we'll start with one from the United States. USA Today reporting that the Transportation Security Administration has collected records on thousands of passengers who went to airport checkpoints without identification, adding them to a database of people who violated security laws or were questioned for suspicious behavior. The TSA began storing the information in late June, tracking many people who said they had forgotten their driver's license or their passport at home. The database has 16,500 records of such people and is open to law enforcement agencies, according to the TSA. Asked about the program, Chief Kip Hawley told USA Today that the information helps track potential terrorists who may be probing the system by trying to get through checkpoints at various airports.
So because you don't have your driver's license or passport or some sort of identification, you are a potential terrorist.
Potential terrorist probing the system.
Well, the terrorists had all their information. They had passports. They had visas. They had driver's licenses.
I believe they did, yeah.
Yeah. So doesn't this seem like faulty information? I mean, I suppose that a terrorist is as likely as anyone to not have identification, but what, I mean,
that's looking at it logically, though. If you're looking at it logically, you'd assume that a terrorist is going to be able to beat the system no matter what they do.
Well, it seems to me that this is just another excuse to harass people that might want to hold on to their privacy. Because we know that people that listen to this radio program have kind of made, some of them have made a habit out of flying without identification. Some of them have, they are offended by the TSA and the security state, and they realize there's really not much they can do about the whole situation as far as changing it is concerned. So in the meantime, they've decided to sort of make a statement to their own selves by not obeying all of the strictures, by successfully flying without showing identification, since that's what they want from most people, since it's not 100% mandatory at this point. Those individuals had made the choice to fly without ID, and now the TSA is looking to punish them for it by putting them on their own special list. Later Tuesday, Mr. Hawley called the newspaper to say the agency is changing its policy effective today and will stop keeping records of people who don't have ID if a screener can determine their identity. Now, remember, that was the other thing that changed recently, as I understood it, was that instead of just letting you through, letting you on a plane, if you don't have an identification, so you're coming up to the TSA, they say, have your ID out. You say, I don't have my ID, or I don't have ID to show you, or whatever. Normally, or what they would do before a few months back is they would essentially let you pass through, but you'd have the super secret secondary search where they pat you down and they go through the extra rigmarole. But now apparently they are actually taking people aside to attempt to verify who they are before the super secret secondary search, before allowing them on the plane.
So they'll let you on. Even stricter.
Correct. They'll still let you on the plane, but now if they can't verify who you are, your identification is going into this special list. So just a quick heads up here.
Holly said, if they can't verify who you are, how do they put your identification? I mean, whoever you say you are, they put that name in?
Yeah, I guess that's it. I guess that's how it's working. He said.
I can see what you're saying. Maybe they take fingerprints? No, they don't take fingerprints.
If your fingerprints are on a pilot, yeah. They probably just ask.
Hawley said he'd been considering the change for a month. The names of people who did not have identification will soon be expunged, he said. Civil liberties advocates have been fearful that the database includes passengers who've done nothing wrong yet face extra scrutiny at airports or questioning by authorities investigating possible terrorism. The ACLU spokesman said this information comes back to haunt people. The TSA has been expanding an electronic database that started a couple of years ago to keep track of people who violated security regulations, most often by bringing a dangerous item to a checkpoint. The agency then began adding names of people who were questioned by the police, but not necessarily charged, after an airport screener saw them acting suspiciously. So there are all kinds of names in all kinds of databases.
I'm on that list.
In those cases, the TSA can keep records for 15 years of someone's name, address, social security number, nationality, race, and physical features, as well as identifying information about a traveling companion, according to a report by the Homeland Security Department Privacy Office. They say the database will still be used, but will not contain people's names who forgot their identification. Such a database helps the TSA spot patterns of activity that may indicate terrorist planning and refer people to the FBI for possible questioning. Which, by the way, there was another article, I guess, today that said the FBI is going through a real hiring blitz. They're hiring on, like, thousands of, like, a couple thousand new people or something like that.
I saw that. Yeah, it was sort of concerning to me. What I'm wondering here, though, is that I'm wondering what their endgame is here, because they're telling terrorists that if you forget your identification, or I'm assuming you say you forgot your ID and that's why you don't have it,
mm-hmm.
that you won't go on the list.
There, if they can't verify who you are.
But they just said there.
You'll go on the list if you can't be verified.
But if I'm correct, they just said that if you had forgotten your ID, you wouldn't be added
to the list. If you've forgotten your ID and they can verify who you are.
So if you're a terrorist, you just have to say you've forgotten your ID if you're probing? Because their original argument was that it could be terrorists probing the system. But if there's a way to probe and still not get on the list, and they're announcing that publicly, it seems to defeat the whole purpose.
I think it's pretty clear that they're not going to get rid of any damn lists, ever.
You're just saying they're saying that.
The government loves lists.
Yeah.
They do. I mean, anybody who's in charge loves to have lists. They love to compile lists. That's just what they do. And I don't see them giving it up at all. And you know, call me a conspiracy theorist and call me crazy, but the government says it's going to give something up. I think the only thing we can hope for is that we actually drown them in information.
Travelers without ID were added to the list in June after the TSA barred them from airplanes. The agency wanted to identify all passengers to check them against watch lists. Previously, passengers without ID could board airplanes after facing additional searches. The TSA head said that, or the spokesman said, they'll stop tracking people without ID because they don't automatically represent a security threat. The TSA will still keep records of people who go to checkpoints without ID and then give a false name to screeners. So how are they? I don't know how it is they're going to determine this stuff. How are they going to determine you've given them a false name?
Well,
if they just simply can't verify who you are, and how will they verify?
I imagine most people buy their tickets online via credit card. Would you say that's so?
That's how I've done it. Yeah.
So, I mean, it seems to me to be a pretty good system for identifying, to some extent, who you're dealing with.
Not really. You have a credit card in your hand. You could be anybody.
You could be. And obviously, in some cases, my mom has bought tickets for me and in order to get me to come down and see her, things like that. But you know, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to give some kind of name. It's not foolproof, but
what's not? I'm not sure what the point is you're making.
They have some kind of identifying information.
Yes, but they're not sure if it's you or not.
They're not sure. No.
Right. And if they can't be sure, you're going on the list.
And if you're a terrorist, you could probably
steal a credit.
How
could you go on the list if they can't be sure?
I don't know. That's what's confusing to me.
That's what I'm telling you. None of this makes any sense at all.
How about this? The name on the credit card is going on the list.
if it's you on the list. If my mom buys a ticket for me and then I say, I'm not going to give you my name because you're a stinking, worthless bureaucrat that does nothing to benefit society.
Mom's name's going on the list.
Then my mother's name is going to go on the list?
I guess so, yeah.
Not unlikely.
So beware. Just figured I'd give our travelers a heads up that, you might be on a list. If you aren't, if you didn't already think you were on a list, now there's an even better chance that you're on a list. If you haven't shown identification at the airport and they couldn't somehow verify who you are. And I'd like to know what that process is like. When they pull people over and they try to verify who they are, they try to somehow glean that info? How do they do it? Do they look through your wallet and just pull out your credit cards and look at that? Is that how they pull it out? Do they look at your Blockbuster card? What do they do? 1-800-259-9231. Do they call references? No, I really want to know. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what three atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features on the site include updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We go across the pond to the UK. Dave is on the line. Hello, Dave.
Hello,
Dave. You're on the air.
Hi. In the last show you did, you had a caller who was saying his buddy got caught for drink driving. Do you remember that?
No, I don't recall having a...
I do remember, because we were talking about it wasn't his friend. It was somebody that his friend knew, and he didn't feel too bad for him because it was like his third time.
Right. Well, you guys are in favor of getting rid of the state and privatizing all land, including roads, right?
I am. Mark is a little uncomfortable.
I'm a ways from that.
Kind of.
You guys started talking about legalizing DWI.
I had mentioned that, yes.
Yeah, but I think if you were in favor of, privatizing the roads, you'd be missing the point a bit, because obviously DWI laws would disappear along with the state.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your co-host, Gardner,
yes,
hit the nail on the head when he said that drink driving would be less likely on private roads. And this made me come up with a theory, and I just thought I wanted to know what you thought about it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, right. In a stateless and private and free society, there's a good chance that the market would demand less liberties. All right?
There's a chance? Sure.
Okay, so by that I mean... I want me and my family to be able to drive on safe roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, let's say I own a road, and I want to make sure that there's no drunk drivers, right? I might have a breathalyzer stop at the entrance of my road, and I might have patrol cars doing random stops just in case people are driving while traveling on it.
And I, on my private road, may have none of that stuff,
exactly.
And we'll see who has the most passengers.
Right, exactly, yeah. And then, obviously, if the consumer as a whole demands more safety, then maybe my road would do a bit more business than yours.
Or if they're demanding more convenience,
right?
If they're demanding more convenience, then my road would do more business than yours. That should be an interesting situation.
Exactly, but who can tell what the consumer's going to demand? Because
Certainly, we can't say for sure from where we are, and definitely the government has no idea.
Exactly, but now here's the point.
Yeah.
If today, right, a government road had these same measures that I was talking about on my road,
mm-hmm.
You would be complaining that your liberties were being infringed upon, right?
That's correct, because I don't have any other options.
Yeah, since it's my road and you can choose not to use it, you can't exactly complain.
Certainly can, in the same way that I can't complain if you demand that I take my shoes off if I come into your home.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly,
it's your private property. You set the rules.
Exactly, that's the point.
Yep, I'm with you 100%.
Now, basically, the whole point of what I'm trying to say is, in the end, you might find out that you have less liberties in a free society than you have today. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, we've conjectured that on the show, many times. It's what would likely happen is you'd have enclaves of geographic enclaves of higher security and geographic enclaves of lower security.
Sort of like gated neighborhoods have higher security because that's one of the things that people there are looking for. I myself have no interest in living in a society that is less free than we currently have. I find myself plenty restricted today, so I personally would not choose to live there. And that would be the nice thing about what we're talking about here is I wouldn't have to choose to live in that particular place. I could choose to live in a place where they don't have those restrictions and regulations on my behavior. And I think that would be great if people could make those choices for themselves.
I totally agree with you. What I would say, though, is me personally, I would like all those safety measures because I don't want my family driving on a road that I think, there's going to be drunk drivers crashing into them and so forth.
I'd at least like the warning, to know that the road that I'm on could be frequented by drunk drivers. That way I'm a little more alert.
Well, that warning applies right now to every single road.
Unfortunately,
out there.
Which therefore lulls one into a,
sense of security.
It absolutely does that. I agree that I would probably want a certain amount of, measures to take voluntarily. But, there are some industries in America.
Are you willing to take a breathalyzer before you get on the road?
I don't know.
My people
if I'm
insurance
not drunk,
payment.
Who cares?
If it was convenient.
I would prefer not to have that in my vehicle as a component, like to start it up or something like that, those locks that they have. Because I just don't know how it would malfunction.
A little too oppressive.
Yeah, no, I might
consider like that
it.
Because, if, you know, what if you're trying to get away from a murderer and you've had too many drinks?
There you go.
Yeah, you need to go to the hot, yeah.
Jason Voorhees is coming after you. You've got to get that car started. Thank you for the call tonight, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you all the way across the pond there. 800-259-9231.
You know, there's some industries in the United States where one can do better being bonded. For instance, if you're a contractor. Now, I'm not sure how this works in every state, but I'm sure in New Hampshire, where one does not need a contracting license, that one likely doesn't need a bond in order to operate as a contractor. However, one as a contractor could probably get better jobs or more jobs. I would think the better jobs, not more jobs necessarily, by being bonded.
Now, how's a bond different from insurance?
Well, I believe it is cheaper. Essentially, you put up money.
You're putting but you're not putting the full amount. I don't believe.
No, nowhere near it.
It's essentially an insurance. It's a form of insurance. I mean, you put down a certain amount of money every year. I know that's how it works for real estate brokers, and then you're covered for a $20,000 bond might cost you $200 a year or something like that.
As a real estate agent, where would that come into play? How would what is that for? What's the intention?
That's pretty much because you're handling escrow deposits. So if you make off with the money, essentially people are guaranteed up to a certain amount that it's sort of like deposit insurance. They're guaranteed that if they put down $20,000 that you make off with, that they're going to be restituted for that. So that that was really the only reason for that bond.
So that way they'd feel more comfortable dealing with a bonded agent than one who was not.
Well, by law, you have to be bonded if you're a broker.
In theory, if you didn't have to, then that would be the choice.
Right.
Well, and you have to be because state law says so. However, there are some, I'm sure, some industries where they haven't got their creepy little fingers into it, and some people choose to bond themselves and some people don't.
Yeah, and even in a free marketplace, you might belong to, say, a trade organization that said you had to be bonded to be a member. I mean, I know that the National Association of Realtors has its own list of rules and ethics, and to be a member, you have to abide by those. You can do business at not being a realtor under state law, at least here in New Hampshire, but you get a lot of benefits by being a member of that trade organization. So I can imagine a free marketplace, you also have those kind of trade groups there that would exert some kind of pressure.
And that is basically would be seen as a seal of approval to some extent.
It is outside certification. And in the radio industry, there is a certification that I got is a CRMC. I'm a certified radio marketing consultant.
Hey, nice.
So you can get you can take a little test and they decide that you're good enough to sell radio.
I know I haven't been certified for crap. 800-259-9231.
She's a talk show host.
Blab into a microphone, and anybody can do that stuff. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. Your calls as well. Plus, we'll check in with the Japanese airport security. Is it airport, Mark? Airport security? Anyway, yeah. A Japanese security story here in moments. How easy was it to defeat the Japanese security system? We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea tea for less. But unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about $1 a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference, and you can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University in March 14th through the 19th in Atlanta. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more information. That's LibertarianSeminars.com. As we continue with your phone calls, talk to Dave, a different Dave. This one's in Athens, Ohio, listening to WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. This is the bizarrest story I've ever heard.
What's
it happened
going on?
In,
What is it?
It happened in Jackson, Ohio, about an hour's drive from me. Angry tot, 4 years old, allegedly shoots teenager.
Oh my goodness, how did the four-year-old get their hand on the weapon?
Well, the teenager accidentally stepped on the kid's toe, and he said he was going to get a gun, and everyone thought he was going to get his toy gun, and he goes in the room, pulls out a shotgun.
What?
He did.
How could a four-year-old even rack a shotgun?
Well,
How could the four-year-old lift the shotgun?
I don't know. It's
That's amazing. This is a real story, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
And then the kid got shot. The teenager was shot. Did he die or she died?
No, he's still alive. I mean, just it says He entered his uncle's room, removed the shotgun from the closet, he indicated he loaded it, and then walked back in the living room, pointed the weapon and shot the kid in the left forearm.
It's a hell of a story.
This is, that's a pretty surreal story. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I'll take your word for it, but wow. So are they, are the anti-gun activists coming out of the woodwork saying, see, we told you guns were dangerous, we told you you shouldn't be teaching your kids how to use them? I mean, it sounds like this kid, if this is a true story, it sounds like this kid had some level of experience with firing.
Your screener said he heard about it.
Yeah. That's amazing, Dave. Thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231. Wow.
It's a strange story, but, the thing is you're, when there's so many people out there, there's going to be some of the strangest stuff you can imagine happening. And I suppose it's possible. I mean, I guess Daddy probably taught him how to use the shotgun. I don't know. Like, a four-year-old seems like the bad choice, but... Yeah, and clearly it didn't work out.
Yeah, this is one of those tiny little stories. At least I just did a quick Google search for it here, and there's not a lot of details. It's a fresh story, just broke about 12 hours ago, and not really seeing too much here as far as what in the hell is going on. I guess you could have one of those maybe I'm underestimating 4-year-olds. I mean, in my mind I don't really have it too together as far as how big a 4-year-old should be. I don't imagine they're very tall or very, very large or strong.
Well, the weapon could have been loaded. I mean, there could have been around chambered.
Yeah.
And if the kid knew enough to pick it up and
unsafe it,
or it could have been unsafe. I mean, some people don't keep their firearms in very safe conditions. I assume a 4-year-old could probably wield a shotgun from the hip or just kind of generally point it in the direction.
He only hit him in the forearm, so he didn't do a really great job.
Yeah, he missed. So I guess it's possible. I mean,
he missed because the guy lived.
Yeah, the details basically say what Dave told us. They're investigating. 4-year-old has yet to be charged with anything.
Charged with anything? They're considering charging the 4-year-old with something?
I don't know. He shot somebody.
I'm sorry. I don't think that a 4-year-old's really...
A 4-year-old can go on a murder spree and not be charged with anything? What if this kid started killing people out in front of his house? Think you should just get a slap on the hand? Come on, Mr. Law and Order.
How am I, Mr. Law and Order? I think that in this case, he told the parents what he was going to go do and went and did it.
It wasn't the parents. It was the babysitter. He told my babysitter, I'm going to shoot you, and that makes it okay? So if I tell you I'm going to shoot you and then bring down a weapon and take care of you,
You're not four. I suppose that a child that, I wouldn't let my child pick up a toy gun and shoot someone after he got, in anger, even a fake gun, because that's not the answer to the problem. We need, this is an opportunity to talk about things. So... Yeah, I don't know what the circumstances were, but there was some warning.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. Here's a story with a little more detail from ONN-TV, Ohio's channel for news. William Crisp got a call at work that he couldn't believe. His 4-year-old was a trigger man. Crisp said he knew it was wrong. He'd seen guns loaded and shot before, but he's never seen the carnage it makes when it hits. He knows it now, said Crisp. The boy, Ethan, was mad that the 18-year-old was stepping on his toes. 18-year-old babysitter, apparently. Ethan announced that he was going to get a gun, which everyone in the room thought would be a toy. Instead, the 20-gauge... It claims he loaded the 20-gauge shotgun and fired. Ethan's uncle, Brandon Fisher, said, I was in the kitchen and I heard something go off. I dropped to the floor. I got up and heard my best friend say, call 911. Fisher was also hit with BBs from the shotgun shell, but he was not as seriously injured as the target, 18-year-old Nathan Beavers. Crisp said the family has hunted for years and guns are a normal part of their life. The sheriff said he's never seen anything like this. He said, we can't charge a 4-year-old with anything. We'll talk to the prosecutor about possibly charging parents or the babysitter. He also reminds people that children should never... Why would you charge the babysitter? He also reminds people that children should never have access to guns in the home. After the shooting, Ethan knew he'd done something wrong and continually told the police he didn't want to go to jail.
It's crazy, but, for one, it sounds like someone was, the babysitter was having a good old time stepping on the kid's toes. Doesn't it sound like
harassing
that?
The kid?
There was a room full of kids, at least several people in the room.
There were at least two adults around, yeah.
And, it's my understanding that they were actually other teens. because there was several other teens were babysitting several children in the mobile home in Jackson, Ohio.
Where did you get the several from? Is that a different story?
It's I've got mine from WIVB.com.
Okay.
And, you know...
So Trailer Park. Trailer Park.
These problems have a tendency to solve themselves.
So you're saying just let all the trailer occupants blast away at each other, huh? Is that what you're suggesting there?
I'm saying, look, if you're stepping on a kid's toes and that four-year-old shoots you in the arm, and then you're chuckling about it sitting there on the torn-up couch, and you get hit in the face with some pellets...
You're right. You know what, Mark? You're absolutely right. Now that I'm reading this and understanding the story, because when I first heard the stepping on the toes thing, I figured it was a mistake. I mean, why would you step on somebody's toes? You would... Normally that's an oops, sorry, and it seemed like the kid was overreacting. But if indeed he was being tortured, if indeed that this babysitter was causing this problem continually attempting to step on this 4-year-old's toes, then I think that what we're talking about here is self-defense. In which case, maybe the babysitter should be charged with some sort of an assault charge for going after this little kid.
I think that I also think that this problem has taken care of itself. The babysitter has now been had a 20-gauge shotgun racked and fired on him. And
then it just
By a 4-year-old.
He'll never live that one down either.
Thank God.
I'm glad he lived through it.
Yeah,
everybody will make fun of him forever.
There do not need to be any charges.
Yeah,
here.
Just let it go. Leave it alone.
You know, these folks living in an isolated bit of acreage in Jackson, Ohio, in their trailer here with the falling down skirt around the side. You know, they're solving their own problems out there.
I'm with you. I like it.
Law and order, we've got some.
Good solution. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything still to come. How was Japanese airport security defeated? We'll find out. Was it a South Korean lady managed to knock it out? We'll share that with you here in moments. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. If you want to bring up something, that's the point of the show. You can call in about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. Now, if you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for this month. It's a once-a-month process, and it's a very short one. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need your email address, and it makes a big difference for us because being number one means more new people will come across this show and experience the message of freedom, and that's a good thing, right? In fact, I think Podcast Alley, I was checking some of the statistics on the website the other day. They're still in the top 10 referrers to our website, so still an important website, even though it seems as though the voting has kind of died down over there, just in general. It seems as though things have sort of died off a little bit. Nonetheless, they continue sending new listeners our direction because we continue to be the number one show, and we continue being the number one show because of listeners like you taking a moment and going and voting for us at vote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls, Tony in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So what if the government says, okay, you want to abolish the government? Okay, now we're a private entity. This is all my land.
How did they how did they come to the ownership of the land?
Well, how does anybody come to the ownership of land?
They buy it.
Well, they can homestead it.
From who?
Well, whomever owned it.
Well, who owned it in the first place?
this land, I think that one could probably make the argument that it is owned by the people.
You're talking about government?
What people?
You're talking about the land government currently owns? Is that what you're talking about, Mark?
Well, he's proposing a question, and I'm asking him how the government would get the power to do that.
Well, how does it get the power to do anything? By the force of a gun.
Okay. So at that point, I would prefer that because it would then, in fact, be doing what it is doing. It would be being honest about what it's doing.
They'd be an actual out-and-out gang, and people would realize that? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, that makes sense. But that's a good answer.
And also, exactly, they'd have to essentially flash their violence at that point.
Well, actually,
and then people wouldn't be as, I don't think they'd be as eager to support this this particular gang voluntarily as they have been, because a lot of people support it. Many people support it believing that it's, you know, it's the right thing to do, and they don't see the violence or they don't want to see the violence. So I agree that revealing that would be somewhat valuable. However, I don't think we're just going to have the government all of a sudden do that. I think that what we're talking about here is a process. You know, what we're talking about here is essentially a process where people could come to understand what they really are and then have things change and people's minds change one by one till we can get to the point where things are completely different than they are today.
Well, you've certainly opened my mind.
Well, I don't know if we did anything. We just talked to
you.
Well,
you certainly helped in that process.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. And I think that it's up to each individual to open their minds. And then if we can help influence you in the right direction, then we've done our job.
On the other hand, though, I mean, people are going to lie still. I mean, who's to say that has to, their violence has to be revealed? In other words, there's always going to be a disguise, whether there's government or not.
I don't know. We're getting into a really obscure discussion here. I mean, if we're talking about the government all of a sudden decides to become a totally private entity and they still retain the roads and the few buildings that they own and
the things that would be called government property.
Well, that would be awful, though, because they would essentially be in monopoly. They would own all the roads. They would own.
But at that point, you could compete against them, and they are large and ponderous.
Well, I mean, with things like roads, you're not going to be able to build all that many new roads.
But they don't have the FAA at that point. How quickly do you think flying cars come
about? They
have
the FAA. It's just private, remember? We're talking about if they remain a single entity, essentially.
But how can the FAA tell me whether or not I can fly?
Do they
own all the air, too?
No.
Okay.
They have money and resources.
At that point, flying cars are it's ready to go, and 90% of the vehicles more than 90% of the vehicles on the road are passenger vehicles, not some kind of truck transport. So you've taken a huge step toward freedom there.
Well, and let's keep playing in this realm. I mean, we're talking about this kind of a really absurd idea, the idea that it just all of a sudden flipped to being a private agency. Well, if that's the case, then the gasoline companies that currently roads are allegedly paid through mostly by gas taxes. Well, the gas vendors on the side of the road could just say, private agency? Well, I don't really need your taxes anymore, and go out to the pump, change the numbers, and make it so that it's the actual cost of fuel. So instead of $1.69, it might be $1 per gallon. And then so the state's not getting that revenue stream anymore, which would mean they'd have to figure out some way as a private agency to utilize their road monopoly in order to get that money, which would probably mean excessive tolls. And I think people would be pretty pissed about that. I don't think people would really stand for that.
You're a fast talker.
I don't know about that. Any other thoughts for us?
But, I mean, yeah, if I can get over my nervousness here.
That's all right, take it easy.
In responding to you. But, I mean, how do they do it now? I mean, what's the difference? In other words,
How do they do what now?
Well, how do they enforce anything? Because we're all afraid
at the point of a gun.
Exactly, and they'll do the same thing whether it's a private or a government institution.
Well,
that's what's great. That's what's unique and great about the United States Constitution. At the heart of it lies the protection of our freedoms, and that's why I don't think not having a government is the answer.
Well, except that at the heart of the Constitution, even if there are protections of freedoms, it's just a piece of paper, and it requires action. It requires people to respect and uphold what it says. And the people that have sworn to do those things, they don't do it.
And the citizens themselves have done a poor job.
That's true, too.
Now, the thing is, the Constitution is a great document, no doubt. However, it was essentially the first try at a Western-style democracy or republic, whatever you want to call it, besides Rome or Greece. This was the first shot, and I think that it's pretty clear that it only lasted about 200 years, and now all those rights except for the third have essentially been compromised.
Didn't they violate the Constitution right out the gate?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, they did.
The Alien and Sedition Act was, a violation, and it was considered so by the Supreme Court. But I think the Constitution, it would be nice to give it another shot. However, giving another shot in today in modern America, you're going to end up with a document that says something like you have the right to, clean air, you have the right to, a college education, you have the right to medical care, you have the right to a Mercedes-Benz. You're going to have all these other, what they call positive rights, things that don't come from inside yourself. And I think that the Constitution's failed or is failing, and I think that trying to get another one would bring the socialists out of the woodwork.
And I think that if what Tony is suggesting actually happened, and that is the government all of a sudden decided it was going to start acting on a voluntary basis, even if it had if it retained a monopoly over roads and other things, it would still be a far preferable situation to what we have today, because as you were pointing out, Mark, they already have a monopoly on those areas. But if it was totally a private agency, then they wouldn't be able to extract various different taxes they're currently extracting from people unless they do actually go and wield guns in people's faces. And if they're doing that, then that makes them subject to self-defense. I mean,
there are other things they could do, though. If you have a situation where, like you were talking about gas stations, why they wouldn't pay the taxes that they currently pay since it's a government as opposed to a private agency, the government wouldn't have to pull out guns. If they own the road, they can just put up a little curb right in front of that gas station and suddenly, well, it sounds absurd, but if the tax revenue is better, why not just lay down some Jersey barriers and wait until the gas station owner caves? It wouldn't take that many days of not doing business.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but their revenue could be down significantly. I mean, we're talking about restaurants that currently collect a 7 or 8% sales tax would no longer really have any real feeling that they would have to collect that anymore. Retailers that are collecting sales tax wouldn't have to collect that stuff. I mean, there would be all kinds of money that the state would be getting if it had its aura of legitimacy. It would seem to me that if they became a truly private agency, they'd lose a lot of that legitimacy and hence a whole lot of the voluntary participation that people give it. And obviously, we're now talking about a realm of
it's
going to be a reality.
Yeah, I don't think it'll. If we ever do away with the government entirely, I don't think it's going to just flip formats into a single private monopoly. I think you'll see it essentially the government will stop working and multiple companies will come up with products and services to fill that gap on a voluntary basis. But I don't think you're ever going to see that scenario. It's an interesting thought.
It's a thought experiment. That's what we like. We like thought experiments on this show, and I thank you, Tony, for calling in with it. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, right now.
Pretty good first call.
I've asked the government bureaucrats straight out. I said, well, what's it going to take? One of the school board guys was on the radio here locally in Keene, New Hampshire, and I said, well, what's it going to take to get you guys to flip over to a voluntary funding model? And one of the city councilors chuckled and said, ha, 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 probably not in your lifetime. And then the guy said, well, I don't know how we would raise $39 million on a voluntary basis. And I didn't make the point that, well, if your schools are worthwhile, you shouldn't have any trouble. I unfortunately did not have the presence of mind to make that particular point. But nonetheless, if they flipped over to a voluntary funding model, then I wouldn't have to spend $2,600 to support the government schools anymore. That would be super. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!